Welcome to Going Deep, an offshoot of the podcast, What Difference Does That Make? By Dr. Mike Courtney. I'm Mike Courtney, and for 40 days, we are involved in a spiritual adventure of going deep. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. But each day, we're looking at a passage of Scripture that talks to us about what it means to go deep in our walk with Christ. Good morning. Welcome to Going Deep. I hope that you rested well and are excited about a new Thursday. Today, the scripture reading is Isaiah 25. This is a great, great scripture, and I enjoyed it this morning. Let me say first, if I sound a little bit different, I'm trying something different. If you follow me, you know, Thursday mornings, I have a men's group that I meet with every Thursday morning at 6 o'clock. Usually about, lately there's been about 20 guys, about half of them in the room at Branches and about half on Zoom. And we're kind of learning that mix, but it's empowering. It is affirming. It is accountability. These men breathe life into my life, and it's important. This morning, I'm actually driving. It's about 4:45, I guess. I'm driving, and I thought, I'm going to try this while I'm driving, just see what it's like. I'm being safe. I'm doing this hands-free. So that's, if you hear different background noises, I'm just kind of doing it for variety, see if it makes any difference, sounds anything. Back to Isaiah 25. We're talking about going deep by waking up. What do you need in your life to help you to wake up, to know what God is doing and to be awake and alive to sharing that good news with people around you? Isaiah 25, as I read it this morning, I was struck with three things that are in this chapter. There's a conversation about cities, there's a conversation about mountains, and there's a conversation about stories. You have created a city of refuge. On this mountain, Isaiah says, the mountain is referring to the hill that Jerusalem is on, and they're often looking forward to that city, to that mountain. That's a part of their legacy. It's a part of their, in this place, it's a part of their anticipation of what God is going to establish there. If you've ever been to Israel, you know, one of the things that happens is that as you are finishing the tour, the guide will say to you, next year in Jerusalem. And that's the heart cry of the Jew, next year in Jerusalem. Cities, mountains, and then stories. Verse 9, I think it is, that says, see, I'm driving. So verse 9, I think it is, that said, on that we will say we have trusted in God and He has been our salvation. Here's what I'm trying to do to wake up right now. I'm trying to remember the cities, those centers, those places, those specific chapters in my life when God came through. Man, I remember. You remember when we were in Mount Vernon and God did this in our life? For us, one of them is he gave us our first son. Do you remember that? Do you remember in Springfield how God answered prayer in our life? Ooh, I'm getting teary-eyed just thinking about this. Do you remember what God has done in Murfreesboro? To have those cities where you can look back and say, God came through at that place. We trusted God, and he was our salvation. Have cities. Look back on those cities where God has met your need, answered your prayer. And then mountains. Caleb says, not my grandson Caleb, the real Caleb. Caleb says, Give me that mountain. To have some mountains, some places that we have conquered for God, and some places that we are yet to conquer, that we're going to conquer. I have some mountains. I'm so grateful that God let me establish branches. I'm so grateful to be a part of a church where I can teach. I'm grateful for the mountains that God has given me. And at this point in my life that are yet to conquer, things I still want to do for Him. So look at the cities, look at the mountains, and then look at the stories. Did we not trust in You and You were our salvation? I know I say this a lot. I probably belabor this too much. But it is so important to have stories and to tell those stories. We've told stories so many times now to our kids that we can just number them. You remember story number 12? Oh, yeah, that was a good story, Dad. Yeah, thanks for telling us that story again. These stories, these amazing times that God was present, that He did something, and there was a healing, there was a reconciliation, there was a check in the mail when we didn't expect it. Those stories. One day, Doris and I, we were in Springfield, and to this day, we don't know for sure where this came from. We kind of think we do, but we don't know for sure. But one day, we went out to the mailbox. It was a hard time. The engine had just gone out of our car. We were young pastors with no money. And went out to the mailbox, and there was an envelope with 12 $100 bills in it. First of all, who would leave an envelope with cash in a mailbox? But that's a story that we have told our children and remember over and over and over again. So this morning, as you wake up, remember the cities, places where God has been faithful to you. Remember the mountains that He has allowed you to conquer. And remember the stories of how He has, in a special way, worked in your life. When we do those things, we're going to be awake and we're going to go deep. Thanks for joining in today. See you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us for Going Deep. If this is your first day, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. If you'd like to know more about Going Deep or the podcast, What Difference Does That Make?, you can go to branchesblog.com or continue to listening on podcasts wherever you find them, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor FM. Look for What Difference Does That Make? By Dr. Mike Courtney. Again, thank you for being a part of this, and join us tomorrow as we continue going deep.
Mana 3 Media.